Hey everybody, I'm Luke and welcome back to The Breakdown. October has been a very full month so far, and on Sunday we had that food truck event for the police officers and the local community. It was a really fun time, even though it rained, but rain or shine, we always go through with our events around here at His Providence. So I hope you were able to stick around and connect with some people. Maybe you got to say hi to someone that you'd never met before, but it's cool to see how God is growing our body, how we're growing together as a community. And I just want to call our attention to a very special event that will be coming up on Saturday the 25th at India Point Park in Providence. This will be a time of prayer, repentance, and worship from 2 to 5 p.m. So if you could take some time and come out to that, that would be really, really, really wonderful. Maybe you're wondering, like, what is my role in repentance? And why should I go out to an event that I don't even fully understand? But the truth is that, you know, as children of God, as sons and daughters of God, it is our role to intercede for our region and to see the kingdom come in and through us. An important part of that is not just praying, but also repenting for attitudes in our region and for the sins of our region. And what that does, I was reflecting on this myself, what repenting for my sins and the sins of others does is it creates humility in my heart. And it brings me to a place of understanding just how great a gift of salvation Jesus has worked in me. And it fills me with urgency and an excitement to go out and share His truth and love and salvation with others and to see my region changed for His glory and His kingdom. So joining us today to discuss the message and all things that are going on at His Providence is one of our special interns, Joel Eckerson. Welcome.
Hey, Luke. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you, Joel.
I'm a big fan.
Well, I appreciate it. I hope that The Breakdown's blessed you. And if anyone listening, if you've been blessed by The Breakdown, or if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to email those to info@hpc.church and just put breakdown in the subject line. So Joel, since coming on as an intern, what has been a highlight for you?
I would say as a lover of worship, just the opportunity to worship in a lot of different areas, to seniors, to on Sunday mornings, to the church body, and even to little kids in middle school crown ministry here at HBC. It's been just a huge blessing to be able to minister to all these people and to be ministered during it through worship.
That's awesome. And you're taking some School of the Spirit classes as well.
Yeah. School of the Spirit is awesome. Having so many amazing people here at His Providence Church, not just, you know, operate in their giftings, but also want to raise up the next people to operate in the same way as them. It's a huge gift. And Terrace Pardini and Kurt McWilliams, those are two of the classes I'm taking, Power of the Gospel and Yielding. Just two classes that have been really turning me, turning my soul, just bringing out of me something new. And I can't wait to see what's next. Because something's turning.
Amen. Yeah, on that. So what have you seen the Lord draw out of you through this season?
I would say a huge desire and importance to pray in a way that's out of burden, that's out of fear of the Lord, but just awe and respect of Him, and just a way that I haven't found yet. But I'm deeply yearning for that and just growing in that through the semester. And it's been a journey. It's going to continue to be a journey.
Yeah, that's a really beautiful thing. And we're going to talk about, you know, reverence and how Jesus modeled reverence for us in his relationship with his father. But I'll say for me on the outside watching you and all the other interns, but I'll talk about you since you're here. It's so inspirational to me to see how the Lord continues to build his kingdom and he continues to provide us with such wonderful talent. You guys are also talented. You're talented in music and you're great with kids. I got to serve with you in Moldova and now seeing you at Crown. It's really, truly inspirational. And actually, like, I have to resist a part of me that's like, okay, well, these kids can take it. Like, they can take on the kingdom. But the Lord always reminds me that there's still things for me to do in his church. But it is so inspiring. And it fills me with so much hope for what is to come in the years after me. And then even for my kids, like, hopefully when I have kids, like, you'll still be working in youth ministry and they'll get to experience your love and your modeling of what it means to be a follower of Jesus. And again, I think it's also just a testament to the leaders of our church, to Pastor Zach and Ashley and the rest of the leadership that they want to create space for young people to come into their giftings and to allow you guys behind the curtain and to see how ministry is done and all of the difficulties and the triumphs that are involved in that, that's a real gift for you guys.
Yeah. I've been just incredibly filled, blessed, just having the opportunity and the space in my life to do this right now. If it were at any other time in my life, I feel like I wouldn't have had a second to do it, but it came at the perfect time and the Lord's really been blessing me through it.
That's wonderful. What's an encouragement that you would give to someone who's listening and they're wondering how they can step into ministry?
Oh, well, there's a lot, but listen to the Lord. Like, ask the Lord where you fit. And I feel like when he exalts you to that place, shows you to that place, there's going to be so much fruit from that. I know coming here, I've had a lot of like questioning, am I supposed to be here? Like, I compared myself with a lot of people. I've been comparing myself with a lot of people and just feeling like, is my gifting really that important? But over time, just leaning into that identity that God's given me, I've found my place here and found my place in the body of Christ. And I may need to keep remembering that place if I ever fall back into the comparison or pride or jealousy. Mm-hmm. But God's given each of us gifts and we need to identify those and then see where he wants us to use them.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. And so if you're listening and you're finding something stirring in you, or maybe you're seeing others operate in their gifting and it's filling you with a desire to step in, submit that to the Lord. And Joel, I loved what you said about how like God is the one that exalts us to that place. And there's something very, very important in that. We don't want to exalt ourselves. We don't want to flex our own muscle. We want this to be a process that the Lord does in us and through us. So with our giftings, we lay it on the altar and we say, Jesus, you've put this burden in my heart. You've given me this talent and this gifting. Mm-hmm. How do you want to use it in this season? Or is there something new for me in this season? And then just putting yourself out there and saying, hey, I want to serve, and having a heart to serve wherever you're needed. You know, I'll tell you one thing that we always need around here is more faithful, committed, and strong Christians in children's ministry.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more special than working with our little ones, and you play an important role in shaping their understanding and their view of God. Like, I can mm-hmm. think back to when I was a little kid in Sunday school, and I remember what those teachers were like. I remember the stories. I remember, like, I'm thinking of one teacher. Her name was Sue Burkett, and she was just so sensitive to each of us, and she loved mm-hmm. us all so much. And she just told us very basic Bible stories, and she would have a prize box, but she created a love of going to church for me. And she just with her simplicity and her love just created a sense in my heart that, you know, I wanted to know God. I wanted to wow. learn about the Bible. So every area from serve team to holding a door open to yeah. singing in choir, working in youth ministry, everything plays a part.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad that you, Joel, and all the other interns and everyone else that I'm privileged to serve with, I'm glad that you guys are all coming into an understanding of what it means to serve the Lord and walk with him.
Yeah. Great.
So let's dive into Hebrews chapter 5. So Joel, what would you say your takeaway from the message was?
I thought the message was really challenging and a huge message that the church of the U.S. Needs to hear right now. I would say we tend to want to lean into comfort, and a lot of our culture in the United States wants to lean into comfort and to escape suffering and escape hardship. And this message from Hebrews 5 is really calling us to go against the norm that we're seeing.
Mm-hmm. So looking at suffering, how would you say that you've had to grow in understanding that as a Christian yourself?
I would say that the easiest thing is to think of suffering as something physical we face, and it could be that. Today I was pondering suffering, and suffering could be something as simple as waking up early and finding time to get in God's word when we want to be sleeping. Suffering could be persecution, people ridiculing you.
And, you know, in the writer in Hebrews, he's really emphasizing the humanity, he or she, or this group of writers, they emphasize the humanity of Jesus. And Pastor Zach was calling us to that. And he was saying how it can be uncomfortable for us to think of Jesus in such human terms, and the idea that Jesus learned obedience through the things that he suffered. And if you go all the way back to chapter 2, I do encourage those of you listening to go back and read that that passage in Hebrews 2, like towards the end. The writer talks about how, you know, Jesus, he was for a while made lower than the angels, and he had to be made in every way exactly like us in order for him to walk this role of being our sacrifice and to then become our faithful high priest. But he learned obedience through his suffering. So Joel, how would you encourage someone who is struggling to process the situation where they find themselves? And they're like, I know that this is chafing at me. It's a situation like Pastor Zach was saying, but they don't know, how am I supposed to go about working through that?
Yeah, wow, Luke, that is a hard question. I would say in my own life, I've come across some suffering, but not a lot of suffering. I've been really blessed in that aspect. I've definitely had some instances where God urged me to do things, say things to specific people that I was driving past on the road, or just near to me and in the family, and they were doing things that wasn't quite aligning with God, and it's a real challenge to, you know, step into obedience and to possibly ruin something that you had with that person, especially if they're really close to you. I have this one testimony of a coworker from this summer who was, he was a follower of Christ. He was throughout his entire young years, and then he fell away during his college years, and I was working with him. I found this out and I was like, wow. And then one day the Lord urged me to say to him that Jesus really loves him. And in that moment, I was like, no. And it was really hard because I didn't want this coworker to hate me or this relationship to go sour. But I asked God to give me an opportunity to say it. And almost immediately after, he gave me such a cool opportunity where this, my coworker was just sitting right in front of me and completely silent. And he, not even on his phone. Usually kids these days, like me, we go on our phones when we're doing nothing, but my coworker was just sitting in front of me, and God just lined that up perfectly. So I told him that Jesus loved him, and he said, my coworker actually said he knew that Jesus loved him. And it was a big confirmation for me to be bold, and not everyone's gonna reject it, you know, immediately. And through this suffering, saying yes to God and being obedient, there was actually a beautiful realization there, and there was fruit there that I could carry on to other things. I would say, I would encourage people to actually embrace the suffering, because in Romans 8:17, it says that to share in his glory, we must also share in his suffering.
Mm.
So that there's great glory that we can inherit when we share in this suffering. Says that we're co-heirs with Christ. And Jesus, super relatable. He actually dealt with all these same things, you know, when he was out preaching. He had to be obedient and choose to start speaking. Pastor Zach highlighted at the wedding when he could have just hidden the crowd, but his mom called him out, and he
he's like, "Mother, my time has not yet come."
And he went to work there. He had these same things, and I'd encourage you guys to not distance yourself from it. I think in my own life, when I have like a physical ailment, the first thing I do is like go on Google, like, let me look this up. How can I solve this? Yep. Like Google, like, if you have this,
WebMD.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Yeah. Well, how can I like get out of this pain? What? No. God, I think what we should be doing is embracing it and saying, there's glory here. And there's glory on the line. And we should ask God this question, what is it in this suffering that you're trying to show me? And regardless of the suffering, we always should be praising him, like in worshiping. Hey, I'm the worship intern, so of course I'm going to say it.
Amen.
Worshiping him and praying. I just was at a conference yesterday and they highlighted this verse of Paul and Silas in the prison. And what were they doing when they were in the prison, when they were suffering? They were singing hymns of praise to God in this place where they had, you know, been whipped. They were in jail. And wow, there's so many places where we want to just run from. And if we change our mindset to, you know, what is God showing me in the suffering, and you know, praising him in it and giving him the glory, it's a whole perspective shift, because usually we're trying to escape it and I'm trying to be comfortable. And yeah, I think it's something we need to grow in. I have to grow in. There's a renewing of the mind there when we actually are obedient. It's something I've been dwelling on a lot recently, is how if I want to be renewed by the mind, there's a surrendering there that has to occur, and our spirit will, you know, reveal things to us. And in order for our mind to be renewed, we have to put to death that our own flesh that wants to say no. And that's how our mind is then shifted.
Amen.
In a new way.
Amen. Yeah, as you're talking, one of the important things that I thought Pastor Zach said on Sunday was, you know, when we're in those situations, and you brought up a really important one where you felt the Holy Spirit leading you to share the gospel and to tell your coworker that God loved him. But you're going through that internal suffering and battling your flesh and the spiritual forces that don't want you to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Zach said, allow God to shift you to who you are to be in that world. And I found that to be a really practical prayer approach for us. And when we're in these situations is, okay, Lord, this is what's going on. This is what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I believe you're calling me to do. Shift my perspective. And as we have that mind renewal, as you're talking about, and then we walk out in obedience, it's like that's when we see God's kingdom come first in us and then through us. But it does take that perspective shift. And it doesn't, Pastor Zach said, he's like, it doesn't always result in a change in the circumstances. But it's a change in us.
Yeah.
And then we walk that out.
Yeah. I've definitely seen that. You know, last week I was over at Walmart, and someone that I was out there with Logan Keating, and we were looking to share the gospel with people, anyone, and just that act there is like, oh wow, it was hard for me, because I was like, I'm being vulnerable, my flesh doesn't want to do this, and there was a shift there, like you said, and we saw this one person, and an older lady with her arm in a cast, and we just felt that we should go pray for her, but we went over to her and asked, oh, can we pray for your arm for healing? And she was just like, rejected. Like, she was like, no, we're in a rush. And, you know, who knows what came out of that, but there was definitely a shift there, renewing of the mind.
Amen.
Even though there was no direct fruit.
Absolutely.
From
yes.
Our eyes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you declared the truth of God, and you were vessels, and you were God offering an agent of healing and prayer. And, you know, and that's all we're called to do, is like, we're called to be obedient.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fruit comes when the fruit comes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Paul talks about how one of us waters, the other one sows, the other one reaps the harvest, right? And we see that over and over through scripture. And even in our own life, I can look back on my life and I see, okay, this person poured into me here. And then this person said that, but then it was like this many years later that things started to take
wow.
fruit. And then someone else got to benefit from what I learned back then, you know, wow, like, or what yeah. that person taught me. So
yeah.
it's all, it all works together.
Yeah.
And in that Romans chapter 8, like you brought up that verse, but that a couple verses later is where we find that verse that Pastor Zach was talking about, that creation longs for the sons and daughters of God to be revealed or to manifest or to take their place, like depending on what version you're looking at. And when we think about what does that look like, what does it look like for us to take our place as sons and daughters of God? It's to go out into a world that is dying and that needs the gospel, and to share the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of time in this discussion of suffering, we can look at areas in our life where it's, oh, it's about me and my circumstances. And we and what that does is, I think it causes us to forget our ultimate purpose in this life is to declare the gospel.
Yeah.
And so, Lord, it, you know, yes, heal me of my disease. Give me wisdom to know how to walk through this challenging circumstance in my life.
Mm.
But more importantly, Lord, fill me with the urgency and boldness to declare your gospel.
Mm. Yeah. I was reminded of my own struggles with things in my past, like sexual sin. When I actually was obedient to choose God in those places, the Lord actually brought so much fruit where
Amen.
I could actually
Amen.
Share how the Lord like delivered me from mm-hmm. that to other people that I'm close with, and you know, young men that
mm-hmm. Amen.
That are struggling with those things that I was in, and now the Lord is using those for good, and it's amazing.
It is.
How are you doing this? It's wow.
It is. It is. And it truly, truly is amazing. And I believe that is ultimately, you know, the purpose of us here on earth is to glorify God and to have that relationship with Him.
Yeah.
And then to call others into relationship with Him. And it's the word of our testimony. Like, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And so I would encourage yeah. you to keep speaking what God has done in your life.
Yeah.
And if anyone's listening, I believe there's someone listening right now and you have been feeling prompted to share your testimony with someone in your life,
mm-hmm.
I would encourage you to do that.
Yeah.
Because that will unlock that door. You know, Paul says, like, we comfort with the same comfort that we have received.
Mm. Overflow.
Amen. Amen. So just going back to reverence and worship, and because you have a heart of worship,
yeah.
how has worship played a role in your relationship with the Lord and finding strength in your life and just seeing those prison doors in your life open?
Wow. I've gone into so many. Here at HPC, we have Tuesday night prayer, and I've gone in such a low place and come out, you know, in such a high place because of worship. And worship is such a beautiful thing. because when we finally take our eyes off of all the perspective of the world, everything that's going around on around us, and actually focus on how good God is, one day I was just in worship, and after a while I was like, wow, I do not, those things that are going on in my life, those are like, they're nothing anymore, because I got my eyes on Jesus, and there's so much hope there.
Amen.
There's like so much hope, and those other things, just they are really so small in comparison to the glory that God is, and yeah, the eternal, the riches, and his grace and his faithfulness. It's all about this, like, giving God the glory that he deserves. And that's why we're here. That's what we were made to do. It's what we were made to do. So, the things worrying about the things of this world is really just, a vice used by the enemy to pull us away from that. But we need to continually come back to worship and live in that state, really, so we don't get bogged down by any schemes of the enemy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And that's one thing that I've been blessed so much by, seeing you and Patrick and others of your generation, you know, coming up into worship and leading us into worship, is your generation, you know how to worship. You've been graced with this worship that is so raw, and it comes right from the soul, and it goes right to Jesus. And I found that, like, that's really blessed me, and wow. I can see it on you. I can see the fruit of it, that the Lord has graced you with this ability to connect with him and to bring us all into connection with him in a way that we're not just singing, but we are being changed through worship. And it's worship as our lifestyle.
Wow. Thank you, Luke.
And, you know, Pastor Zach said, we would have so much more peace if our highest prayer was, Jesus, what do you want to change in me? And I'll speak for myself first. I don't know that I've always prayed that way. Usually it's, I go to Jesus and I say, Jesus, can you change this? Like, I have a list of things that I want Jesus to change.
Mm-hmm.
But hearing that and understanding that it's my perspective that needs to shift. If Jesus had to learn obedience, how much more do I need to learn? And I need to be taught.
Wow.
And so, yes, Jesus, show me what area in me needs to change.
Wow. Yeah. I think Jesus is, him being humble there and, you know, being obedient and learning through the suffering, is, if he is in this humble state, wow, how much more should we be? And humility can be a tough thing. Yeah.
Amen. Well, thank you, Joel, for joining us and sharing from your heart and what the Lord's done in you. Before we go, would you pray for our listeners and for us as we continue to serve the Lord and walk out our lives in worship?
Yeah, absolutely. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for bestowing us with your goodness and your love always. And thank you for giving us the opportunity to glorify you, and for making us in such a way that we can bring so much glory to you. Pray that we would embraces suffering with our eyes set on you and the glory that you are. I pray that in those instances where we are struggling to obey, God, that we would pray to you in those instances, and we would come to you with our struggles in those instances and be sincere. God, I pray that you would give us a boldness in those times when it's really hard. God, give us a boldness to obey. And I pray that in our everyday prayer, Father, that we would ask you the prayer that that we come humbly before you and ask how you want us to change, Lord. I just thank you for this podcast and the blessing that Luke is, and this church that you are building, Lord. And I pray that it would all glorify you in your mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Joel. All right, family. So go out, ask the Lord what he wants to change in your life, and speak boldly. We'll see you on Sunday.